From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Well, the Wikipedia page has been updated, so that must mean it's official. Missouri's streak as a bellwether in presidential elections is now broken again. The results are finally complete, though not yet official. John McCain beat Barack Obama in Missouri by 3,632 votes. That's a margin of a little more than 0.1%. A tiny edge, but it sure seems news anchors will have one less cliche to turn to next election night. Among those pondering the state's change in status is Steve Kraske, a political reporter for the Kansas City Star. And Steve, Missouri not used to going for the loser.
No, not at all. Just the second time since 1900, Melissa, that we've gotten it wrong out here. And I think it was a source of pride for a lot of Missourians over the years, but I think we've lost a little bit of that now.
Yeah, well, there was one blot on your streak in 1956 when Missouri went for Adlai Stevenson over Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Well, that's a little bit understandable. Stevens from neighboring Illinois to the east, Eisenhower from neighboring Kansas to the west, and we went with the guy from Illinois.
But now you have two blots in the last century. And it doesn't seem that you can really claim any bellwether status at all. You're banished, I think.
Well, I think I'm not sure if it's going to put a huge divot in our tourism industry out here, but it's safe to say that we have had any number of reporters, not only from around the country, but from across the globe, who have regularly come to Missouri every 4 years to sort of take our temperature and get a feel for what's happening out here.
I was among that crowd, Steve.
Okay. And I think we might lose a little bit of that tourism trade now.
Do you lose your bragging rights?
I think so. You know, we're tied now with New Mexico, of all places, as the best bellwether in the country, at least based on stats that I've seen. And so we're in a different league than we were just a few weeks ago.
You still are the show-me state, though, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. And you see it out here still. We voted for a Democratic governor, Jay Nixon, by 18 points. And as you just pointed out, we barely got it wrong in the presidential race by going for McCain over Obama. So a big swing just in the top two races in the state this November.
Steve, I confess I did not know the original meaning of the word bellwether, apart from its political use. Do you know what it is?
Well, it has to do with it's how the bellwether tolls, we always say out here. And I've heard it described in different ways, Melissa, and I'm not sure I can tell you right off the top
of my
head.
Well, I'll tell you
what.
We have an expert in the studio here, Robert Siegel, who knows everything there is to know about the original meaning of bellwether. Robert, set us straight. Enlighten us, please.
I know just enough, which is that a wether, it's without an A in it, a wether is a castrated ram. I'm sure.
Honestly, it's true.
And I guess shepherds would attach a bell to one, and the other sheep would follow, and that's how you knew where the flock was.
There you go.
And there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve
Robert,
Kraske.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you, Robert.
You saved me, Robert.
And thank you, Steve. Steve Kraske.
Thank you, Melissa.
Reporter with the Kansas City Star. He also hosts a daily talk show on member station KCUR.